several ALP heavyweights and the Australian newspaper say the BDS, or the Israel boycott campaign, is loopy and extremist. You don't see it that way?
Well, it's the exact opposite, in fact. The BDS movement, boycott, divestment, sanction, was initiated about 6 years ago by the Palestinians themselves. The vast majority of Palestinian civil society groups in Palestine believe that the only way that Israel would abide by international law was if it actually understood the price of violating international law, and that's why BDS was initiated. So the idea somehow that the Palestinians themselves are extremists for simply requesting international law, and we shouldn't also forget the number of prominent figures, Desmond Tutu from South Africa, amongst countless other people, have supported BDS as a democratic, civil society, non-violent way to put pressure on Israel when the political process has utterly failed to do so. And the occupation of Palestine has been going on now for 43 years and counting, and worsening.
Now, some people, of course, use the term apartheid state, and they make comparisons, if you like, with South Africa. Some others say, though, calling Israel an apartheid state is way over the top. What do you think?
The use of that word often is seen as some kind of rhetorical flourish. The truth is that apartheid actually is a legally recognised term. It's recognised under international law of a policy designed under racial discrimination. If anyone looks at any understanding of what's happening in the West Bank particularly, and if you're a Palestinian, you are given a different... you are seen differently under Israeli law than if you're an Israeli citizen or if you're an Israeli Jewish settler. This is apartheid by definition. Anyone who is, for example, arrested in the West Bank, if you're a Palestinian, is treated under military law, and if you're arrested as an Israeli or a Jew, you're under civil law. Now, this is a fundamental racial apartheid, and the only way to describe it is that.
Now, this current debate, I guess, started with the Marrickville Council deciding on to support the boycott. Now, four ALP councillors voted for it. Do you think they have breached ALP policy?
I guess you'd have to ask them that. I mean, the simple answer is, well, it's certainly not ALP policy. There's no question about that. ALP policy, like the Liberal Party policy, is an incredibly narrow pro-Israel biased view of the Middle East, which essentially is that Israel can do pretty much what it wants without any sanction. What I think has often been missed in this whole debate, as you rightly say, is when Marrickville Council supported BDS, it was backed by the vast majority of the councillors, Greens, Labor and Independents. And I think that one of the saddest parts of all is that throughout all this coverage in the last few months, we never hear from Palestinians. We never hear from them. We have to only hear from white, generally Labor politicians, Liberal politicians, or white commentators. Palestinians do not exist. And the reason they don't exist in the debate is because the vast majority of them support BDS. And indeed, many people around the world support BDS now.
And what would you say to the argument that such a boycott would have a negative impact because it would hurt ordinary Palestinians or ordinary Israeli citizens?
There's no doubt that a number of Palestinians in the West Bank economically could well be affected. But it seems to me incredibly arrogant for us in the West to suddenly be so worried about Palestinians when most of the Palestinians themselves, not me saying this, they're saying, we think this is the only way to change this debate. And there's no doubt that if we're talking about economic development for Israeli Jews or Palestinians, the sad truth is that many Palestinians, the work that they're doing in the West Bank is building settlements. Now, I don't think you'll find many Palestinians very happy about that fact. In fact, they're doing it because they have to earn a living, they want to make some money. Fair enough. But they have no desire to... They're basically building their own debt, if you know what I mean. And they're basically contributing to their own destruction as a people by increased colonisation. BDS is not a perfect tool to resolve the Middle East conflict by any means. And BDS against South Africa during apartheid was not the only reason that that regime fell. But one of its strengths, and as the Israeli mainstream moves further and further to the right, embracing openly fascist policies, what BDS says is that Israel has a choice. It can either abide by international law, and if it doesn't, you know, we're not going to invade you, but you know, we have the right as an international community which supports, funds, arms and backs you to take a stand. That's what happened 25 years ago with apartheid South Africa.
Okay, and finally, just getting back to the Labor Party, as you said, several people on the Marrickville Council who are Labor councillors voted for it. There are trade unions, many trade unions in Australia who are for the BDS. Do you think, what's your guess about the general feeling within the ALP membership about this issue?
Yes, that's a very good question. Look, I've spoken to a few Labor people in the last sort of month or so, including since the New South Wales election a couple of weeks ago. There's no doubt that I think the general view within the Labor Party is I don't really understand much about the issue. I mean, most people don't see Israel-Palestine, you know, as a lead issue, and I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. I mean, Israel-Palestine is not the only important issue that a party should you know, consider. I think one of the things that has come up very clearly, though, that's upset many people on the Labor left, those who may be sympathetic to the Palestinians, is the kind of sluggish behaviour that we saw from the Labor Party in conjunction with the Liberal Party and the Murdoch press during the election campaign in an attempt to try and frame the Greens and somehow anyone who supports BDS as an extremist. The irony is, the tragic irony for the Labor Party is, the party itself is in profound decline. Profound decline. Its primary vote on any kind of poll in the last 6 months is dire. It cannot survive as a viable party in government without being in coalition federally. That's the reality of what the Labor Party has become. So they can spend as much time as they want attacking the Greens, as Julia Gillard is doing. The truth is that the vote of the Greens, both even in the federal election, even the Victorian election and the New South Wales election, which could have been better, I grant you that, is actually going up. It's rising. Now, whether it's going to go, who the hell knows, but the truth is it's going up. So the strategy of trying to demonise the Greens as extremists, the vast majority of people who hear that, who would consider voting Green, don't read The Australian, frankly, and why would they? And secondly, don't regard standing up for Palestinian rights as extreme. That's totally acceptable and important and necessary.